Welcome to the podcast, Nothing But Net, the head coach of Bradley, our friend Kate Popovic-Goss. Kate, it's so good to see you. And why don't you share with all of our viewers and listeners the great news?
Yeah, and the reason I'm in the car and not on the team bus is because we have a new baby girl. Her name is Mira Renee Goss, and she is sleeping right next to me. So we are in tow with her car seat right now.
Well, I don't want to wake her up, but I will tell you, just so you know, now that you have a little baby girl, I have three boys and I haven't slept since 1995. So you're not going to get a lot of sleep.
Well, we're learning that. Thank God my mother-in-law showed up yesterday to help us out. She's traveling, doing these road trips with us. And my husband and I, we were very excited to see her.
To come home. Those of us that have been moms, understand what those first 6 weeks are like. You've got 6 weeks of a brand new baby starting another chapter in your life, and you are doing a great job at Bradley. Every year your kids get a little bit better. How have the 6 weeks gone with Mira?
Amazing. You know, everyone says you don't understand it until you're in it, and you don't. But I think it's you know, I was really fortunate to talk to a couple of coaches that have done this and in the same time frame, because, you know, against our best laid plans, you know, we had her right in the middle of the season. And, you know, just to be able to do it with your team, I think has been really special, and especially a team that we enjoy as much as this. And I've been through a lot of milestones in my life with my teams. And so it's been a lot of fun. And she's a road warrior, and she's in the gym a lot. And she's a welcome distraction, let me just say. And she's hopefully, Debbie, she's going to be a future post player. You know, she was a big baby. She was 9 pounds, 6 ounces, almost 22 inches long. And at 6 weeks, she's probably already about 14 pounds. So we're just,
We can only hope.
So,
I mean, how many of your coaching friends have already sent you a full grant and aid scholarship offer after they've seen
it? Yeah, she, I can't even remember who her first offer was at this point in time. You know, I don't know what year it is. I'm like, I have no idea, but she's pretty incredible. And, you know, she'll probably be, you know, in theater. I have no idea, but it's really cool to have around the game. And we have Maya Wardle is one of my players, and her dad is our men's coach. And she said, there's nothing better than growing up in the gym. And that just, you know, warmed my heart. So that was a good thing to hear.
You know, it's so great that this generation of coaches, and including yourself, can bring your kids to work, can take them on recruiting trips, can take them on the road with teams. During my time, you never saw any of that. Nobody ever had their kids at the gym. Not a lot of coaches had kids. It's a really cool dynamic. How has your team adjusted?
They've adjusted great. We have to be a little careful because, you know, when she's around, I think that they're a little more interested in her than maybe the scout or the plays we're putting in, things like that. But they love her, and they're just super excited. She's got 14 really good big sisters. I have to watch a couple of them. You know, they're a little sneaky, a little corrupting influences. But no, I have... just such like wonderful girls that I would want her to be around. So I just think that that's also super fun that that's kind of how she gets to do things. And like growing up, I think, you know, like in my basketball career and playing career, like Joe McEwen, he was always just, I talk about him, I think every time I'm on the podcast with you.
Talk about him.
He always just said like, Pop, you can do this. It will never look like what you think it will, but like, you can get married, you can have kids. And, you know, Megan speaks so fondly, his daughter, who's one of my best friends, and just growing up in the gym and being around her dad's players and how that was just the coolest thing. And, you know, how much she looked up to all of them. And so I just think that that's very much held true. And I'm excited for, you know, as Mira kind of comes out of being newborn and just sleeping, eating and pooping around the clock, I think she's going to really enjoy getting to know our awesome players and growing up in this crazy lifestyle.
It is crazy. It is a lot of fun. It's very rewarding. And you bring up Joe McEwen, who this year will be retiring at the end of the season. I know, because you're right. We do talk about him every time, that he's had a incredible influence on you, your decision-making, all the things you just mentioned that had nothing to do with basketball. What do you think Joe's legacy is going to be?
I think exactly that. I think one of the things I learned earliest with Joe is it's not the X's and O's, you know, it's not how you run your practices, it's how you treat people. And I saw from, you know, the age of 20 that he would speak to the person who mowed the football field the same way he would speak to the AD. He remembered everything about everyone. He remembered recruits from 25 years ago, their sisters' names, their family's names.
Yeah.
And, I think that it's a relationship business. And I think that's what his legacy is going to be. He's obviously one of the jillion beings, too many to count. He's going to be really close to the 800 mark, if I remember correctly. But I just think the way that you treat people. And I think that even in this modern era of basketball, NIL and all that stuff, I think that that's what I've said it. I think that it's just about the relationship you build. And that matters to me the most. And I think that that's definitely his legacy and his impact for sure.
Yeah. So let's talk about your team for a second here, because you guys keep getting better. I mean, every season you get a few more wins, 6 wins a couple of years ago, 14 last year. You're already at 10. You had a above 500 conference record at the time of this taping. And you're doing this 6 weeks after giving birth to your first child. Your team must really have some leadership and some really good want to on it. Tell us a little bit about the skill set, and then tell us a little bit about those intangibles.
Yeah, well, first of all, I definitely have to shout out my staff, because my husband's one of my assistants as well. So, you know, when we have our baby, it's both of us for sure. And I have just an amazing staff that has stepped up and embraced the chaos that we have. So I would be remiss if I'm not shouting them out big time for really continuing to step up. But I do have a great team, and I think I have players that have played for me for 3 or 4 years now, and that's made a world of a difference. I just have really great kids that I think they want to grow in this. They want to learn in this. And, we've been able to kind of assemble a unit now that last year we went through a lot of the trenches. I think you looked at our margin of loss last year, it was just 4 points. So we were kind of that team that was always right there. I think the biggest thing that we've talked about this year is to get there, it's a game of margins. And, we had retention and we have veteran leadership. You know, I've got 4 kids right now. Unfortunately, we've had a couple that went down with injury. But I have 4 kids on my roster right now that played a lot of minutes in the Valley, and they know what it feels like. They've been in these moments. And so I think that that's helped us tremendously. But for us, and what I always preach, it's on the backbone of our defense. Defense, when you play defense the way that I try and demand of our team, and I'm still not always thrilled with how we play defense, but you get rewarded on the offensive end. And again, I think we have a lot more depth than we've had in the past couple of years. And we share the basketball and we're unselfish. So it's been a lot of fun. And, I want to shout out that I have an amazing senior leader in Kaylin Nelson, who was coming off of injury last game. And Amy O'Hara is another one of our senior captains, just one of those bigs that never gets the credit, but literally does everything to have her teammates back and does all the dirty work for us. It doesn't show up in the stat column. And Tamia Perryman is another senior of mine that has just really become a steady presence for us on the court. You can put the ball in the bucket, but has been tasked with taking on the other team's best player. And I think that core group, in conjunction with a lot of young talent, has started to figure out what this looks like. And, we're excited to just continue to grow in what we do.
Kate, I have to say, when I'm listening to you and I'm watching you and I'm thinking about what you've just experienced with your husband, the birth of your child, I mean, I'm thinking about you as a player and covering your games and then getting to watch you as an assistant and now watching you as a head coach. And now you're coming full circle with the other parts of your life. It's just really rewarding. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that are really proud of you that you, like Joe said, if you wait around till you have enough time and money, you're never going to have kids. I'm glad that you went ahead. You guys got it going.
it's pretty cool. I think, one of the things about me that is the complete opposite of Joe McKeown is I am about as type A as they come. I'm very Northwestern in how I like to do things and color code. And he said it to me, he would always tease me, sure you want to be a head coach? You sure you want to be a head coach? And just like any assistant, I was ready. I was going to be perfect. I had the best labor. We're going to do it like this. And then I called him about 2 weeks into the job. And I said, why did you let me do this? Like, you're insane for letting me do this. I've definitely learned with parenthood, you have to adjust. And that's what we tell our players. And I always laugh because I'm like, as a coach, the things I preach the most to my players are the things I probably need to tell myself the most, right? Like, we can go in tomorrow and go play Drake and have everything covered. And you've got to adjust on the fly. And I think that, again, that's definitely what motherhood is teaching me, but it has been really special. And again, I think the women's basketball community is a fun place to be a lot of the time, yeah. Especially the support that you have. Is really cool. And I know there's a lot of moms and coaches that are really supportive as well.
they're going to continue supporting you and lifting you up. And we are too here at Nothing But Net. We wish you the best. Thank you for making time on your road, on the road, on the way to another game in the Valley with your daughter in tow, with all the packing and the equipment and the car seats and the baby bassinets and all the stuff that you got to bring. You got your hands full. I know. So thank you for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.